My curiosity about the 40% turnover in the total workforce of the district and about 850 employees, and that's raised my attention a little bit. Has it raised yours?
It has a little bit, but first of all, I wouldn't say it was 40%, because a lot of that 20 that you're talking about, those are one-year teachers that have left over and over again. So to say that those variable and those numbers are 850 brand new employees, that's not, I don't think that's the case. But I think that we do have to look at teacher retention in Bryan as across the district. But I think there's a lot of variables that have taken place in Texas public education. I think one of them goes back to, of course, in Bryan, we had an aging workforce. In the past 2 years, we've had an incentive package where if teachers wanted to retire, then they got an incentive pay, which, to my knowledge, before this year or before last year, we didn't have an incentive package that was offered to any of our teachers if they wanted to retire early. And so I think that you have I think that's one variable that the people need to understand, is that we had an incentive package the last 2 years. I also think that when you look at this, I think that you have to look at teachers that have been in the classroom for a number of years. And then if you look, the numbers came up over the past 2 years. That's also when the STAR and EOC and the rigor of the new testing system was also introduced. And there are teachers, as you've watched, and we've talked several times, Bill, about testimony and people that are complaining to legislators about the way this testing system has gotten out of control. And I've talked to superintendents all over Texas that have discussed and talked about how their retention numbers have increased. I mean, we're losing teachers, and that's just not in Bryan. That's across the state of Texas. Teachers are pretty fed up with the fact that they have less autonomy than what they used to do. So I think that you have a situation where when you look at the number of teachers we've lost, we lost several this year to those who left the profession completely. Like, they're just finished with education. They want to try something different. They're going to try a different profession. I think another issue that you have to look at when you look at retention and or lack thereof is you have to look at, we're a very mobile school district in Bryan. We have, having Texas A&M University in our backyard, we have many of our first, second, third, fourth year teachers who come to us and they're waiting on their significant other to get out of school. And so they get a job in Bryan College Station, and then they leave when their significant other, or the person they're in love with or whatever, have a relationship with, when they get a job somewhere else, they go as well. So there are many factors that play into this, but part of our strategic plan is to make for sure that we keep and attract highly qualified people. And last year we were 100% highly qualified. And we're working on being highly qualified again this year.
And there's a state definition for highly qualified?
Yes, and that's those students, or that's those teachers who come in that have the hours they're supposed to have in their content field, and then also they have taken that Texas test or the teacher test to ensure that they're highly qualified.
Now, we've been focusing on teachers, but a lot of these percentages would also apply to other employment categories. So do you see some of the same parallel factors you've already explained then as to the turnovers in administration and other professionals, for instance?
Right. Now, if you look at our administrative level, from last year to this year, it went down. So our numbers have gone down. So I really think what you're going to see now is a leveling. More than anything else, but you see it in carpentry. You see it with our transportation fleet, our transportation staff, with the oil boom. You know, these numbers you're looking at have bus drivers, paraprofessionals, they have secretaries, they have aides, and, you know, just like any other school district in Texas, Bryan doesn't pay what we would like to pay our administrative assistants, our teacher's aides, our bus drivers. And when you get your CDL and you can go out and drive for the whole company and make six times what you're making now as a bus driver, I mean, who wouldn't leave? So there are a ton of variables that are at play here. I mean, it's great for our economy to have the oil the way it is, our oil boom around the area, that's fantastic. We're grateful. But at the same time, we miss out and we lose bus drivers. We have a shortage of bus drivers now, and every district in Texas does. And then, of course, electricians, plumbers, if they can make more in the private sector, they're going to do so. And we don't blame them. We don't have any ill will toward them. But at the same token, they are looking to better themselves.
And as we're on the dawn of the new school year beginning, sort of vacancies are the district is the district looking for? You've mentioned bus drivers, for instance, but as far as your certified staff, pretty well ready to roll?
Yes, sir. We're about there. I think we had one assistant principal job open this morning. I think they're about to fill it, and we'll be finished there. And I think that we are. My report this morning was we're just about full. But anybody out there listening that wants to drive a bus and wants to work in our auxiliary areas, when we still have some openings there. Teacher retirement is a great retirement system that some of our competition, they don't have. And so we would always encourage anybody that wants to work in Bryan ISD to come into our HR department and fill out an application, because it's a great place to work.
Well, let me extend the pitch another category, because I think we had a recent conversation about health insurance and how strong the district's self-insurance program is.
Oh, great point, Bill. I'll tell you, our health insurance in Bryan ISD is second to no one in the state of Texas. And for a family, not just the employee, but a child, spouse, and an employee, you're looking at, with our plan, you're looking at roughly anywhere between $5,000 to $10,000, depending on the plan you choose, more in your pocket than what you would receive in neighboring districts that have the state plan. So we have great benefits in Bryan, and they're some of the best I've ever seen for a school district. And we are self-insured, so we do a great job managing that account. And we think that we're financially doing a great job when it comes to our schools and plus our healthcare plan.